It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. In recent days, at least a dozen Wisconsin communities have suspended their contracts with Flock Safety. That's the company behind Flock automated license plate readers that record vehicle sightings and license plates.
A wave of city governments and law enforcement agencies are re-examining their contracts with Flock amid surveillance concerns and who has access to the trove of data the technology company collects.
In a bit, we'll hear updates from last night's Sheboygan Common Council meeting where the city's Flock contract was on the agenda, and Stevens Point, where local officials covered up the city's 10 Flock cameras just yesterday.
First, we're joined by Captain Carrie Madrigal from the Operations Division of the Racine County Sheriff's Office. Captain Madrigal, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling ordered the removal on Friday of all Flock cameras operated by the sheriff's office. What prompted this decision?
Early last week, we were made aware of Flock's offer to sell the data regarding traffic information that was gathered through their cameras. We contacted our legal counsel and sat down with our upper command staff and the sheriff and ultimately made the decision to take down the Flock cameras of the sheriff's office.
Are they down now?
They are.
In a statement, Sheriff Schmaling said, quote, "This is not what we agreed to." What did the sheriff believe was the nature of the county's contract with Flock Safety?
Well, we entered into a contract with Flock with the understanding that all of the information that was being collected by those cameras were subject to a 30-day retention period and were only to be used for legitimate public safety, crime-solving purposes. And that, in fact, is what we found out last week was, in fact, not true. And, you know, at the end of the day, that short retention period must be guaranteed and the information that's gathered can't be used and collected, you know, by a vendor for their financial gain.
So it's not okay to anonymize, repackage, and sell data on, say, like driving patterns and speeding?
Absolutely not. That is completely against what we were led to believe in this contract. And I think that it has, you know, truly affected the trust between law enforcement and the community.
Can you talk a little bit more about what you've seen from the community and the relationship with law enforcement over this issue?
Well, you know, on social media, you're going to find everything, obviously, but you know, there has been a lot of comments, you know, against this. And I think the difficult part for us is, you know, the automated license plate reader technology is incredible when used appropriately. It has assisted us in solving many serious crimes. And, you know, as simple as a silver alert, someone, you know, a grandparent or someone that you love, you know, maybe that suffers from some type of, you know, dementia or something, goes missing. This can, you know, definitely help us to track down that vehicle that they may be driving. Another case that we had a murder suspect, and within 20 minutes, thanks to the automated license plate readers, which people refer to as ALPRs, thanks to that technology, we had that person in custody within 20 minutes. So the technology itself is incredible. And is extremely valuable in law enforcement. However, when a vendor enters into a contract with you with the understanding that it is only being, you know, retained for 30 days, to later find out that that is not, in fact, what they were doing with it is definitely a breach in trust and a breach in the contract.
So quickly, where do you go from here? How will you solve these kind of cases without this tool in the toolbox?
Well, you know, it's going to take some serious research, and we're going to have to find, you know, that happy medium. I mean, we will not enter into a contract with a vendor that is not going to uphold their end of the contract. And, you know, I think that we now are ultra sensitive, and it's going to take some guarantees and, you know, really strong walls in what we are utilizing it for. And it absolutely can't be used for anything other than that.
Captain Madrigal, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Captain Carrie Madrigal with the Operations Division of the Racine County sheriff's office. Now we turn to Sheboygan, where last night its common council voted unanimously to not renew the city's contract with Flock Safety. Ryan Sorensen is mayor of Sheboygan. Mayor Sorensen, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Tell us what happened at the common council meeting last night.
Yeah, so we had a pretty late night council meeting for Sheboygan. A lot of items on the agenda, but one of the main points was our discussion regarding Flock. The police chief made a presentation really outlining his concerns and why he recommended that we cover up and terminate our contract with Flock Camera. Fundamentally, our issue was the trust that has been eroded. We had a contract with Flock, and over the course of our doing our due diligence and having internal conversations, we discovered that Flock was trying to sell our data that really went against our contract that we had with the Flock company, and it really eroded the trust. And in Sheboygan, we pride ourselves on being a community that prioritizes community-based policing. And to effectively do that, we need to have trust with our community. And if that trust is eroded by a vendor or a program that we have to really take stock in that partnership that we had. And that was that was why we proceeded to move forward with terminating our partnership. And the city council last night voted unanimously to end the contract and to not appropriate any fundings for future Flock cameras as well.
So you're ending contract now and no future contract with Flock Safety. When did it come to light that you saw this contract wasn't living up to what you thought it would?
Yeah. So over the last few weeks, we've had a lot of folks in our community reach out, raise their concerns. And this conversation has been happening not only in Wisconsin, but across the country. So making sure that we're doing our due diligence, we had some conversations with staff, council leadership, our police department, making sure we're reviewing our contract. And then in those internal conversations, we discovered that Flock was attempting to sell data to our public works staff as well. So that's when we knew that there were some major concerns and that we had to make a game plan at offboarding our partnership with Flock.
What did they want to sell to public works staff?
They wanted to sell some anonymized data that had traffic patterns, traffic speeds, traffic information that a traffic engineer would primarily utilize. So in our contract, a lot of the concerns stem from kind of two bullet points. In our contract, it outlines that they shall not maintain data for more than 30 days. And that they're not going to sell our data. So those were two points that we felt were in violation of the contract as well.
As we end here, coming out of last night's meeting, what is next for your community with this technology? Where does it go from here?
Yeah, so I think this is really sparking a bigger approach in terms of emerging AI tools, not just Flock cameras, but how do we set policies and procedures regarding AI for local government? You know, AI is used all across the board, not just, you know, with Flock cameras, but there's going to be new technologies that come in the very near horizon. We need to make sure that we have policies and procedures at the local level that reinforce public trust, that data is protected and it's not sold off, especially from a public vendor like the city of Sheboygan. So we want to make sure trust and data protection are at the foundation of any AI policy and procedures that we have moving forward.
Mayor Sorensen, thank you so much for joining us.
You betcha. Thanks for having me.
That is Mayor Ryan Sorensen from Sheboygan. Now we're joined by Mayor Mike Wiesa to talk about what's transpiring with Flock cameras in Stevens Point. Mayor Wiesa, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Your community covered up 10 Flock cameras around Stevens Point yesterday. You've had these cameras in place since 2023. What led to this decision? Why now?
Really, it's the same thing that everybody else has said today. It's the erosion of trust that makes me nervous. We have no reason to believe that there was a breach of contract yet. We have no reason to believe that Flock has used our data in a way that is not included in the contract. But the erosion of trust, the possibility that something could be happening that we don't even know about. We really have no way of auditing where the Flock data goes once it's collected.
Oh, so you think your contract is still intact, but you are concerned about trust and not really knowing about where Flock is going with the data.
Yes, that's really it in a nutshell. And it's not just us. I mean, of course, it's concerns with other communities across Wisconsin, we don't have a way to audit where the data goes once it's collected. That's not in our contract at all. And we have seen in other communities that there are elements of the data that are being used in ways that we did not agree to. Our contract says that the data is only shared with the agencies that we authorize. And I think the allegations, until those things are resolved, I am not comfortable, our community is not comfortable using these cameras without some assurances that it's being used in a manner that we have authorized. It's our data.
When you say your community is not comfortable, what have you heard from Stevens Point members of the community about these license plate readers?
Most members of the community are very concerned about the invasion of privacy and the tracking, the uncertainty about where that data is going, kind of a military state. Those are my words, not necessarily theirs. I can tell you on the other side of that coin, though, law enforcement sees it as an invaluable tool. There have literally been hundreds of cases that have been assisted because of the automatic license plate readers, including felony warrants and missing persons right here in the city of Stevens Point. So there is good, but does that good outweigh the bad? And until we can make that determination and bring that level of comfort back to our community, it's best just to suspend the use.
Mayor Mike Wiesa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiesa. Earlier, we heard from Sheboygan Mayor Ryan Sorensen and Captain Kerry Madrigal from the Racine County Sheriff's Office. WPR reached out to Flock Safety for comment earlier today. In its statement to other media outlets, Flock says, in part, online databases featuring data about Flock searches are in no way affiliated with Flock, and Flock did not release any data to them. Data on these websites was obtained through public records requests filed in other states. Customers own and control their data, and Flock does not sell it, end quote.